Dread crept through Aragorn like a sickness. The high priest spat at him, and spittle drooled from its slack lower lip. "There is not torture horrible enough for your crime, rider. You killed our gods, you and that accursed dragon of yours. For that, you must die." Aragorn struggled against his bonds and tried to shout through his gag. She was already sure that he must be Peter, but it did seem a comparatively short name. "Is that all?" "Yes," he replied rather sharply. He felt for the first time that it was a shortish name. "I'm so sorry," said Wendy Moira Angela. "It doesn't matter," Peter gulped. She asked where he lived. "Second to the right," said Peter, "and straight on till morning. Do you know what I like?" "You're gonna find this weird, given my thing with squiggles and things that aren't. But I fucking love the circle line. On the tube? Because in actual fact, the circle line isn't a circle at all. It's almost a square. If you want a straight line, then that's your line. And you know, that map, the tube map, I really get it. Even though normally the colours, all those colours would normally send me into a bit of a... Because you know that map, it's actually how the world should be.